In Mississippi today, Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine is leading a delegation of her colleagues to see how hurricane recovery is going along the Gulf Coast. So far, Congress has approved nearly $70 billion for emergency and long-term recovery. But Senator Collins, who chairs a committee that oversees these matters, says some areas need more. Ricky Matthews is publisher of the Mississippi Sun-Herald. Ricky, what do you think of what you've been hearing from the senators so far?
You know, I think it is favorable, actually. We're looking forward to hearing what testimony happens today, but at least initially she understands that Mississippi, and particularly South Mississippi, has some significant needs. And it's good to hear someone in her position making that comment.
You published an editorial in your paper, it was last month, I think, saying that really Mississippi's being ignored. There's desperate need there. The coast of Mississippi suffered worse damage than New Orleans did because the storm was really the worst along the Mississippi coast. Is this visit a reaction in some way to what you've been saying?
Alex, I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I do know this, that as time has passed, the word has begun to really get out about what has happened in South Mississippi. You know, it is unfortunate that our situation has had to play out in the shadow of New Orleans. You know, we love New Orleans. We wish them well. So this is not about anything other than the fact that two disasters are playing out simultaneously. But in South Mississippi is where the brunt of Hurricane Katrina hit. I don't think ever in United States history has an entire coastline for a state been wiped off the face of the earth, and that's what happened in South Mississippi.
So there are still, what, thousands of people without homes to go back to in that area?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we've had, in South Mississippi, 68,700 homes were completely destroyed. Completely destroyed. Another 65,000 with major damage and over 100,000 with some form of damage. It's hard to show on TV and it's hard to show. You know, imagine getting your car and drive at about 30 miles an hour for 70 miles, and imagine that most everything that you see along that drive is gone. Richard Moe, who's the president of the National Historic Trust, said of South Mississippi that this is the worst cultural disaster in American history. We had over 1,000 historic structures destroyed.
What is it that Mississippians expect from the federal government, and is there a dollar figure attached to that?
You know, I think that's evolving. I think that what they did in this past session was a great move in the right direction. You know, we have two major bridges in South Mississippi that were completely destroyed that actually connect our economy here. Highway 90 was significantly damaged. There were just tremendous number of needs. Sewage and water treatment facilities either destroyed or significantly damaged. So, you know, the way we see it is this. The federal government is going to have to help us get on our knees, but it's going to be private investment ultimately that helps us get back on our feet. But we've got to grease the skids, and greasing the skids for us means we've got to get the infrastructure back up and running so we can get our economy back up and running. So the federal government's got a role in that.
There's a column in the Washington Post today by Eugene Robinson that says Mississippi may actually be in better shape for recovery than the city of New Orleans because it's going to take New Orleans a long time to sort things out, and Mississippians know what to do. They just have to kind of start over, and gambling is going to be a very big part of that.
Well, gambling was already a big part of it. The casinos will spend billions of dollars reinvesting. And that will get 15,000 to 25,000 employees working quickly within the next 3 to 5 years. And that will have a tremendous impact on our economy. So the construction that will be taking place here will actually get the economy back up to where it was pre-casino. And as the construction jobs start to wane, the casino jobs and other condominiums and other attractions, those jobs will come on. And in 5 years, I guarantee you, in 5 years, we'll look back. And this would be one of the most significant, if not the most significant, rebuilding story in the history of America. And frankly, the contrast between where New Orleans is going to go, because they have so many issues to deal with, and where South Mississippi will be in 5 years, that in itself will be an interesting story.
Ricky Matthews is publisher of the Mississippi Sun-Herald, speaking with us from Gulfport, Mississippi. Ricky Matthews, thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.